This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This song is going to be huge. It's going to be the song of the summer.
Song of the summer, Hawk.
Is it possible that on September 3rd, we don't know the song of the summer yet?
There's still, what, 2 weeks left of summer? I mean, this still has a chance. Chart topper.
I had told Jimmy before the show started, you know, I asked you to play Will Smith Girls, and I never heard it yesterday. Do some wacky stuff today, Jimmy. With the music, just for fun. Give me a Pac-Man Fever from Buckner and Garcia. Hey, have a little fun today, Jimmy. Let's do something wacky. I don't know why. Crowder's going to be a little bit late. He'll be here shortly. And we got NFL football tomorrow night. I repeat, we have NFL football tomorrow night.
One sleep. We're a sleep away.
NFL football. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I'm guessing we'll have an injury report today, right? Doesn't that start on Wednesdays?
Oof, that is a... That is a very good question, Hawk. Typically, yes. Typically, yeah, injury reports right? come out Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we'll get our first injury report of the season from the Dolphins today. When's they usually come out? Maybe like 4:30, 5 o'clock?
Yeah, 4-ish for sure.
Yeah. So that's when you know it's football season, when that Dolphins injury report comes out. That's like, because everything else, listen, you get news all day long and training camp, all that hoo-ha. When you get that first injury report, it's on. Like, that's it.
I saw Barry Jackson tweeting out who the Dolphins broadcasters are going to be for Sunday, like who CBS assigned for the Dolphins. And then he tweets out the link to the map of what the coverage is going to look like, who yeah, in I the can, country I, is getting Dolphins, guess. Colts. but Hawk, that to me is like it... I felt it down in my plums. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, football. Barry Jackson tweeting out the broadcasters.
Who are the broadcasters? Do we get Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta?
No Spiro Ditas. So you're in the clear, brother. We got the number four team. Andrew Catalan?
Mm-hmm. Andrew Catalan.
He's
very good. Very yeah, you good. Know him. You'd know him.
I have this instinct to call him Catalan. Andrew Catalan, but I went with Catalan instead. Jason McCourty and Charles Davis on the call as well. That's a solid team. Solid team.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Well, your Miami football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000. or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Travis Wingfield, who does a great job covering the Miami Dolphins, tweeted out, and this is just for those who may have some interest in dabbling a little bit on Sunday.
Okay.
The Dolphins are 4-0 in season opening games started by Tua Tagovailoa. He averages 319 passing yards per game with 7 touchdowns and a 100.6 passer rating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm because I said bet all the Tua overs. I am a real believer when he's healthy, and he's never healthier than game one. When he's healthy, he is accurate and elite. And now you're playing against a team that's not very good, admittedly, Indianapolis. And Tyreek is rejuvenated. And Achane will be healthy. And Ollie Gordon's getting some buzz. Like, I have to tell you, I love the Tua overs. And then I read that tweet by Travis Wingfield. And I'm like, this to me, like, because they do well. Mike McDaniel does well scripting out the first drive.
Right? Always.
We see
always.
That game after game after game. He scripts out that first drive. It always seems to go well. And this one, he's had weeks to script out, not necessarily even just the first drive, but kind of the entire game. So I think Mike McDaniel's at his best for week one. I think Tua's at his best for week one. I think everyone is at their best, their healthiest at least, for week one. So just reading you what Travis Wingfield tweeted out, because I think if you like to dabble, that's an important tweet.
You're so right about the first drive thing too, because I remember when I was doing the broadcast, I'm in the booth with Jason Taylor, and JT, he would always give credit to Tua. I remember Dolphins started the season in 2022 on the road in New England, and the first drive, Tua comes out, the Dolphins just like mathematically in sync, everything's clicking that first drive. They get down the field, probably scored a touchdown. And his take the entire time was, okay, that first drive was great. Scripted first drive. You've been practicing that drive in practice for the entire week to come out and execute. Awesome. Then what? And then coming out of halftime, Dolphins first possession, same thing. You know that drive is going to look pretty. You know they're going to execute. You know they're going to be in sync. Then what? And bro, that stays true a lot for this Dolphins team, especially with Mike McDaniel.
And his numbers, week one, I mean, his numbers, those are pretty damn good numbers for a quarterback. So there you go. Take the tweet for however you want to take it. We have a ton of stuff to get to today. Brady Quinn is going to join us today.
Uh-huh.
Notre Dame legend Brady Quinn. He's still smarting over Sunday night. Zach Gelb is going to join us today. Always joins us on Wednesdays. Crowder will be here today. He's just running late. And then I want to talk today. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's this Kawhi Leonard story in the NBA.
Crazy.
The Hockmanburger is back at Tucker Duke's. I've mentioned it started on September 1st. Falero, our old executive producer, went to Tucker Duke's today. He had texted me this morning and he said, hey, I'm going to be in that area. I'm going to get it for him and his wife, bring it home for lunch. And he got the Hockman burger. Thank you, Falero. And Kimberly, his wife, went with the Bowden burger.
Didn't go with the Hockman burger, huh?
No, she went with the Bowden burger.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, Kim.
But anyway, thank you, Falero. And anyone who's going to Tucker Duke's to get the Hockman burger. So they have set up on their point of sale system. I was talking with John at Tucker Duke's today. When you order the Hockman burger and you pay, you know, they bring you that little thing, the little whatever. You can choose to make a donation now directly to the Russell Education Foundation right on the little keypad thing.
Nice.
So if you want to donate $5 to Tuan Russell's foundation, you could do it right there. And it goes directly to them. It doesn't even go to Tucker Duke's. It goes directly to them. So anyone thinking about lunch or dinner, the month of September, I want to set a record for burgers of the month at Tucker Duke's there in Deerfield Beach. Let's sell at least 500 Hockman burgers so that there's a nice donation. I got a very nice text from Tuan Russell this morning thanking us for doing this. So I want to make a nice donation to the Russell Education Foundation. He's going to join us hopefully this week, I think on Friday. And if you know, thinking about lunch, dinner, Tucker Duke's, Deerfield Beach, get yourself a Hochman burger. Great food and a great cause.
It's a POS system, by the way. You called it a point of sale system, POS.
I think I said POS first and then point of sale.
No, I think you went straight to point of sale. Nobody knows what that is. POS system. Everybody
knows
POS.
Know what POS is. I think POS, most people think it's piece of bleep because that's the abbreviation.
Well, that's fair. But like when you're talking about the point of sale, nobody knows what that is. Just POS.
But I think if you tell someone just in general, hey, have you, when you get the POS device at your table, I don't think most people would know that's point of sale.
I think everybody would. They know that more than calling it point of sale.
Totally yeah, disagree. Bro. Totally
you're
disagree.
Way off on this.
All right. We'll ask people today.
Okay.
Like we'll ask guests.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Because I know it because I worked in a restaurant.
Well, that's why I think you know it.
Right. But I think more people, if you're just talking about like the machine that charges you, how the restaurant charges you and keeps track of their stuff, more people would be familiar with you calling it, yeah, their POS system, than you just casually dropping, yeah, their point of sale system. Oh,
yeah.
Like
100%. I would submit to you the majority of people don't know what a POS is. Honestly, other than piece of blank, because that's the abbreviation that people use. I think you're way, way off on this.
Hey, is Twan doing another pickleball tournament this season? Do you know?
He's got a NFL suicide pool that I want to I'll promote. Like you can. So like a certain percentage of the money goes to the Russell Education Foundation. And then a certain percentage will go to the winner at the end of the year. So they are going to do a pickleball tournament. But more importantly, because you got to get in before. Oh, you know what? I guess you have to get in before Thursday. I was going to talk to him about it Friday. But yeah, OK, I'll give you guys details on that today and tomorrow, because that's another good fundraiser for the Russell Education Foundation is that NFL suicide pool.
Speaking of fantasy
pick 'em pool, I think I'm the only one who still calls it a suicide pool.
Speaking of fantasy hawk, can I vent to you for just a second and to Jimmy about something about our fantasy?
Not about fantasy.
At Odyssey. It has to do with WQA.
I wasn't talking about fantasy.
I know. Well, you kind of were. That's a fantasy league.
How? A pick'em league is a fantasy league?
It counts. It's a fantasy
How?
League.
How? How so?
I guess it's not a fantasy league. You're right.
You know what a pick'em pool is?
I know what a pick'em pool
is. All right. Just checking. It's nothing to do with stats, like player stats.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Well, today we're doing our fantasy football draft at WQAM. So we invite people like Miho's in it from Power 96. We invite people from all around Odyssey in Miami, the entire building. Anybody's allowed to join. And the draft is today at 8 p.m. So I sent out an email to the 10 people who are in the league, who have been in the league now for the past 4 or 5
years.
Sure,
Jimmy's in it.
Together. Jimmy's in it. Always comes in last place.
Mm-hmm.
And
no surprise there. Jimmy, what's your team name again?
Jimmy Menthols or something like that.
Oh, good. Because I think when we first met you, it was like Jimmy's team.
Jimmy's team. Jaime's team.
Yeah, because I couldn't figure out what name I should have put it.
Long story short, because I can already tell I'm losing you, Hawk, because you have zero interest in this. But how do you feel about the person who the day of the draft, to be exact, 6 hours before the draft, responds to the email, can't make it, can't do the draft, I'm out. And I don't want to put this person on blast. Friend of the show, we love this guy. Big friend of the show. Hardest working person at WQAM. His initials
and
are D&D.
And A.
Again, I don't want to put anybody on blast because I love Dan.
Can he just auto draft or he's bailing on the league?
He's bailing on the league. And he has a fair, apparent. I guess he's going on vacation or he said he's going to be away from Wi-Fi for the next 2 weeks. That's fair. Like, I'm cool with that.
But now you've got to find a replacement.
I'm 6 hours before the draft. This email chain has been going around for weeks now. Right. Everybody knew the date of the draft since the weekend. It's the last day to draft. Now I've got 6 hours to find somebody. You can't bail on the league the day of the draft.
Right.
Like, come on. Come on.
But he's the most reliable person at the radio station when it comes to work.
Dan Day is... this is not a criticism of Dan Day. It's a criticism of his lack of respect right, for our fantasy league.
Here's the thing. Again, work-wise, which is what's most important, he's the most reliable person on the planet.
By far.
But I would imagine when it comes to dates and things that need to be done by a certain date, I would imagine his rent very often is late, just doesn't get around to it. Bills, late. Fantasy football, late. Yeah, it just seems like kind of like who he is.
He's not a big fantasy guy. That's fine. I'm cool with that.
Would you find a replacement or you don't need one? You just go with less people?
No, no. You got to have at least 10. If not, like, it's a Mickey Mouse league. What are we doing? I found somebody. Kevin from Promotions stepped in, ready to go join the league in 30 seconds. That's what I call commitment. You know, we're trying to uphold some integrity to this Odyssey Football League and Fantasy League. And Dan Day, he defecated all over it. So I was a little upset today. I got to be honest with my guy, Dan. A little upset, Hawk. Truthfully. So
Dan Day, in your opinion, is a POS.
He might stab me. I wouldn't go that far.
Let's get headlines because Zach Gelb's going to join us. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Durrell VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling. So what about Tommy Teig? Think Tommy Teig would be interested?
He's too good. He'd win.
Is he good at fantasy football?
Yeah, I specifically only invite people who are bad, like Jimmy, to the league, so I win.
Jimmy, maybe you want to enter twice.
Maybe. You got the first pick again?
Durrell VW just broke. What's that?
Does Solana have the first pick again?
Solana, you run the league and you get the first pick?
Every year.
How does that happen?
Every year.
Ridiculous.
That's
randomized. Randomized, right. 100%.
Durrell VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they lost their minds. Durrell VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Mike McDaniel did speak to the media today, Hawk. We'll get to some of that, but I just want to start with the NFL schedule. How about everybody take out a pen if you're not driving? And if you are, you know, I don't know. Memorize this. Because tomorrow,
on the windshield.
Tomorrow, the Eagles host the Cowboys, 8:20. It's on NBC tomorrow. So tomorrow's game is not an Amazon Prime Thursday night football game.
Right.
Tomorrow,
this is NFL, Sunday night football on Thursday night.
Exactly. The opener.
You're actually going to get Kerry Underwood tomorrow night. You will. They'll do the Sunday night football intro.
Unless they change it out. Would you be bummed if it's no longer Kerry Underwood?
I saw McAfee talking about it today. It's Kerry Underwood.
Okay. They got to change that at some point, right? Does Kerry Underwood still sing? Is she still popular? Does anybody know who Kerry Underwood is?
Stop it.
Friday's game, OG the second makes his debut. Chiefs Chargers, it's in Sao Paulo. This game is on YouTube. Free on YouTube.
Oh, it's free?
You'll stream it on YouTube. You can also watch it on YouTube TV, but you don't need YouTube TV. Just on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got that.
And then Dolphins, Colts, 1 p.m., a CBS game. And I told you who the broadcasters are going to be. 1 p.m. Sunday, Dolphins, Colts. The line, by the way, remember we were looking yesterday. The Dolphins ended up as favorites, or maybe it was Monday. Like on one site, they were favorites, half-point favorites.
On FanDuel, they were favorites, yeah.
Yeah, it swung back to the Colts, minus 1.5 today.
1.5?
Interesting. Yeah, 1.5. 1.5. That big story in the NBA today from Pablo Torre's podcast reported Kawhi Leonard, $28 million endorsement deal with allegedly a fraudulent tree planting company. So it's owned by Steve Ballmer, the tree planting company, the Clippers owner. And basically, he had a lot of information on this situation. And it appears like Kawhi Leonard was given $28 million as an endorsement deal to circumvent the salary cap.
Which I have a difficult time with because that seems like it's probably a fairly common occurrence with owners who own multiple businesses, or they can guarantee their friends will use you for this ad campaign. I don't understand why they wouldn't have actually had Kawhi do 5 appearances say you're getting $3 million per appearance, $5 million per appearance. Like, why would you completely fake it? I saw Stephen A. do a long take on it on First Take this morning, just saying There is no one in the world who likes to work less and get tons of money than Kawhi Leonard. That if a deal like this was ever made, like tailor-made for someone, it's Kawhi Leonard, who loves to take gargantuan paydays and not work. And so it does add up there, but I do find it so quizzical. Like, if you are going to circumvent the salary cap, why wouldn't you actually just make it an exorbitant payday for 5 personal appearances or something? I'm so confounded by that.
Hawk, with ChatGPT and CGI now, he didn't even need to show up. They could have gotten his body 5 Instagram posts over the course of the past 4 seasons.
Right.
And this is a non-story, a complete so non-story.
Yeah, well, at least you'd have plausible deniability. You'd say, oh, he actually did this. His going rate for like 28 posts. His going rate for a post is $1 million.
Yep.
And so over the course of 4 years, you know, like I'm just confounded that you would actually do this and actually have no trail of you know, even a modicum of work.
Has anybody benefited from a championship more than Kawhi Leonard? I know that sounds crazy on the surface. I
mean, crazy.
But like, Kawhi won a ring with the Toronto Raptors against a decimated Warriors roster. Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant were out of that series by the end of it. I'm not even trying to take anything away from Kawhi. That's one of the greatest single playoff performances ever, with one of the greatest shots maybe in the history of the NBA. Like, I'm not taking away from Kawhi, but from that one championship that he won with Toronto, that guy has been given everything by putting in less work than maybe anybody in the NBA.
Man loves money.
I'm jealous. I want that deal.
Yeah, happy to.
Roger Goodell said today that Taylor Swift as the Super Bowl halftime show is a, quote, maybe.
All right.
We'll find out at this month, at some point this month. It's usually released in September. And right now the Marlins are playing. They were down 3-0. They're down 7-2 in the top of the 5th. They're closing out their series in the nation's capital against the Washington Nationals.
I guess I'll put it on.
Shout out to Jacob Marcy, named National League Rookie of the Month for the month of August.
All right.
All right, Hawk. Your weather right now in South Florida, it's been pouring in my area and my neck of the woods for the past couple hours. I know the rest of South Florida is dealing with some rain as well. But very hot and very humid today as well. Drive safely, South Florida.
All right, Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Got a horse running at Saratoga? Give me anything. You got a lottery ticket? You got some numbers? What do you got?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out.
True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right. Talk some football. Talk some football with Gelby. And maybe he wants to talk about Kawhi Leonard too, but I don't know. I'm in football mode. Can't even lie. Before we talk with Gelby here, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Zach Gelb can be heard nationally across the Infinity Sports Network every weekday afternoon. Comes to us Wednesdays from the WFAN studios in New York City. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's in the Boomer and Geo studios. See the sign behind you. Did the Hurricanes, let me go college football first. Did the Hurricanes put the country on notice? Look at you, Gelby, throwing up the U. Did the Hurricanes put the country on notice Sunday night?
I wouldn't say they put the country on notice, but they showed that this is a team, especially when you look at the way that Clemson performed up against LSU, that Carson Beck is better than the way that he was treated this offseason, and he still has a lot to prove, don't get me wrong. And Mario Cristobal, that's another one. I've never understood the Mario Cristobal hatred. I understand this is a big year, and he still had more to prove at Miami, and missing the college football playoff last year with the Heisman Trophy finalist in Cam Ward was disappointing. But I look at Mario Cristobal. I remember back in 2012, he was up for the Temple job. I wanted Temple to hire him. They ended up making a good hire in Matt Rhule. But this is a guy that has walked into the horseshoe and has defeated Ohio State when he was at Oregon, and now with Miami has a huge win up against Notre Dame. So it was a great start to the Miami season, but now you got to see the consistency throughout the year, and it feels like anything short of this team making the college football playoff at this rate would be disappointing.
Gelby, did the swing of opinion, LSU beating Clemson, did those swing to you? Winning, beating Notre Dame, who was supposed to, the defending, number two team in the nation, went to the national championship, or the story is Arch Manning not looking very good against Ohio State. What was the biggest swing? What was the biggest team for you that swung either positive or negative?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's Clemson. I still think Texas is going to be fine. I still think they'll make the college football playoff. Can Clemson still win the ACC? Absolutely. But with that being said, I had visions of Clemson getting back to where they were 5 years ago, and that was actually contending for a national championship. I understand Garrett Nussmeier is a solid quarterback. Brian Kelly is a really good coach. But you look back at that game, LSU's defense, which is vastly improved. That's been their biggest problem in the Brian Kelly era. It's vastly improved, but they look like the 85 Bears up against Clemson. And Cade Klubnik was god-awful, and he was supposed to be the most consistent or the best quarterback in the nation. So I look back at it, Clemson, I thought going into the year they could win a national championship. Now I'm just kind of all back in on Clemson saying, all right, maybe they'll win the ACC again, but when it gets to these bigger games in the playoff, I think what they're going to do up against LSU and what they did up against LSU will pop back up again.
Who would you less want to be today? Bill Belichick after the balloon fiasco, gets routed in his UNC debut, or Kalen DeBoer, who goes on the road, two touchdown favorites as Alabama, number 8 in the country, gets routed, fans storm the field, and his team is ranked lower. The Alabama Crimson Tide is ranked lower, his team, than any Alabama team since 2008 as a preseason pool.
Now, I'm going to sound like Sid Rosenberg, but let me preface this by saying Kalen DeBoer is a dear, dear friend. I've known him since Fresno State. He comes on the show multiple times throughout the season when he was at Washington, now at Alabama as well. I'd rather be Bill Belichick, though, because it's all – let's be real. Urban Meyer went to the NFL for 1 year, didn't even make it a whole year, was a mitigated disaster. A few years removed, is anyone talking about Jacksonville? No. People look at Urban Meyer and they say the two national championships at Florida and the national championship at Ohio State, and then also all the controversy that did follow Urban Meyer. But people don't mention Jacksonville. So if Belichick goes to UNC and sucks with a team that had no expectations this year, none of us really knew what the expectations were, are people going to look back at Bill Belichick and still not refer to him as one of the greatest NFL coaches of all time? Absolutely not. Of course they're going to do so. So I look at Kalen DeBoer. He was awesome at Washington. They were in a national championship game last year. Remember, in late September, they beat Georgia. And it looked like Jalen Milroe was going to be a Heisman Trophy finalist and Kalen DeBoer was going to be in the running for Coach of the Year. And Nick Saban who? Now a year later, you look how that season ended. They lost to Vanderbilt. They lost to Tennessee. I know Tennessee's a solid team. They lost to Oklahoma, and they still had a chance to make the college football playoff. At the end of the season, whatever, it's a bowl game that was irrelevant where they lose to Michigan. And you start off the season with Thomas Castellanos at Florida State running his mouth. And what happened was Alabama, who used to be the bully, got bullied. Alabama needed to win that game to still show that they're still Alabama, because you can't allow Castellanos to talk that smack and then kick your ass for 60 minutes.
Sid, by the way, was good friends with Pete DeBoer, who was the Panthers coach for
a while. Mario Cristobal. That's where I first knew of Mario Cristobal. I'm not kidding. What was he at? FIU? And Sid would always have him on as he was sucking up to FIU. Yeah.
Pause up.
Solana's running the Sid Rosenberg playbook all these years later.
they won as well. Let me go to the NFL here, Gelby. The Dolphins. So here's my contention. The Dolphins are underdogs at Indianapolis, but I think they're a better team. I think people are sleeping on the Dolphins. Let's say the Dolphins, healthy week one. Two was never healthier than week one. Daniel Jones, Indianapolis. I think the Dolphins, it's not a must win. I'm not being silly. But I think they need to win week one against Indianapolis, or else I kind of feel like, what have I believed about this team? Why is it not coming to fruition?
So it's not a must win. Is it a can't lose? Is it a you gotta have it? Well, what is it?
You gotta have it. This is a you gotta have it. Yeah,
I would agree with that. I've been critical of the Dolphins this offseason. That's been well documented on this show. You guys have used me for a lot of views, which is fine. I need some circumvented salary cap and find a way to circumvent the salary cap and get extra money from you guys. So let's start some LLCs.
Hey, we're looking for that deal ourselves.
ZG2. We'll do it through the pivot. I'll get all this money. But anyway, getting back to your point, the Dolphins, who I've been critical of, their start of their schedule, there's no games where you sit there and you say they're definitely going to win, but there's no games that you sit there and say they're definitely going to lose. Indy got some talent with Jonathan Taylor, Tyler Warren, Michael Pittman, but this is a game that the Dolphins, yes, they should win. You would think Tua Tagovailoa would be able to be at least a point better than Daniel Stinkin.
Why are they underdogs?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Having a tough time figuring out why they're underdogs in the line, like it's one or one and a half. Why are they
usually the home team, right? Usually the home team is a 3-point favorite.
Right, but you're telling me, yeah, quarterback. Crowder, like Tua, like I said, he's never healthier than week one. And Daniel Jones is nowhere near as good as Tua.
Duck and Jack. Jack Duck. Jack Jones, Duck Storm Duck. People do not believe in Jack Duck.
Yeah, but I mean, you're telling me that they're scared that Daniel Jones is going to pick quack, them quack. Apart?
Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, quack.
Hey, we talked about something earlier this week. They had Tua at like 29th best quarterback. Is that Who? On like that?
No, they had the Dolphins are the 29th best team.
29th. Yeah, yeah. There was a ranking though of Tua.
Sporting News had Tua as the 27th or 28th best ranked quarterback, starting quarterback.
Was that an actual writer or was that some AI person? Was that a bot?
I'm
canceling my Sporting News subscription. I'll tell you that.
Me wrong. I think there's flaws with Tua. I've said this, and Hawk and I have debated this for years. I say he's good, very good, not great. 29th? Like, that's got to be fake news. That can't be a real story.
Because it's guys like, I don't know, who was ahead of him? It's like young dudes and rookies. And it's like, it's almost like we know what Tua can do. Like, it's almost. I took it as Tua has reached his ceiling. Do you think Tua's reached his ceiling or has he reached his ceiling with Mike McDaniel?
I think it's both. I think he's reached his ceiling. McDaniel and Tua are a partnership. Can they eventually get a divorce? Yeah, that's definitely possible. And Tua would still be the quarterback if they fire McDaniel this season. But I think what you've seen from Tua is when he plays, he's really good. I don't think he's someone you're winning a Super Bowl with. But then there's always that fear factor. And I know 2 years ago he got through the season healthy. Then last year he didn't. The health is the number one fear factor. And I hate to sound like a broken record at this point, but you know, who knows what happens the next time Tua Tagovailoa suffers another concussion. We're going to go through the same thing where it's like you'll have Manti Te'o on TV who's very close to Tua saying, I don't want him to play anymore. And when Tua suffers a concussion because of what we've seen publicly before and how many concussions he suffered, he's out longer than when any other quarterback in the league suffers a concussion.
This is the list, by the way. Tua is 28th behind Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy, Bryce Young, Justin Field, Russell Wilson, Geno Smith.
Oh, my God.
Kyler Murray is 16.
Kyler Murray has just as many injuries. Tua Tagovailoa has been a better pro quarterback than Kyler Murray. You know what? This is
they
not
got
good.
Cam Ward underneath
this is not
him.
Good.
Cam Ward, I could make an argument, is better than Tua.
We all know your formula, right? We're all supposed to have contrived debate, and Crowder's supposed to say something, and I'm supposed to disagree, right? That's what this business is. We're all in agreement today. That is horse bleep. That is terrible. That's horse hit.
Mike McDaniel.
I was just going to say, I do believe that that's a prevailing thought about Tua around the country. Not that they may
29th?
Think.
28th?
Yeah. Not that people crazy. Might think J.J. McCarthy is better or Kyler Murray, but I think there's this prevailing notion that Tua is not even a good quarterback. And it's so silly to me. He is so statistically good. Just needs to be out there. Needs a modicum of protection. I understand he's got, you know, problems, availability being one of them, but man, he's a good quarterback when he's out there and healthy.
I think, yeah. Gelb, correct me if I'm wrong, nationally a lot of people think he's a system guy. He was carried by Tyreek Hill in the only season that he was healthy, and because of the injuries, it's the biggest knock on him. Those three things together are why people just don't view Tua in the same category as like a Jordan Love or a Dak Prescott, like not the upper echelon QBs, but like that second to third tier.
I think Dak and Tua are very similar. Like I look at Dak, I think Tua could eventually win a playoff game like Dak has, but I don't think you're getting to a Super Bowl. Like my top 10 quarterbacks, I think Tua is a top 15 quarterback. My top 10, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Stafford, CJ Stroud, Baker Mayfield, and Jared Goff. I think the first seven, you can't debate it. After that, I think that's when Tua could start. I think the highest he could be is eighth. And then I think the lowest he could be is probably like 14 or 15. I'd probably say he's like the 13th or 12th best quarterback in football.
Mike McDaniel or Tyreek Hill?
Now you're with that?
I'm with him being
we've had debates over this,
but I'm with him being a top 15 quarterback. Like anyone who says the low end of Tua is a top 15 quarterback in the NFL, I won't fight down that one.
Gotcha.
Your list of the top 10, hard for me to poke a hole and take one of those guys off for Tua.
Gotcha.
So but like 15, that's fair. 29, 28, 27.
I hate to do this because sometimes people be like, oh, you're just doing this for clicks. And I'm like, I'm really not. This is my true thought. There's no way the person that authored that article could actually think that Tua is closer to the 30th best quarterback in football.
Well, the way they were probably doing it is, who would I rather have right now, J.J. McCarthy or Tua? And if you think Tua is just constantly hurt and is a product of the system, like Solana said, then you might say, oh, I'd rather have J.J. McCarthy because I think, oh, I'd rather have Kyler Murray because
but how do you put Kyler at 15?
I can't say it.
I know he's just as damaged, and I know his injuries really haven't been to the cabeza, so that's maybe different, but he hasn't been as good as Tua has been in the NFL.
I agree. No arguments here.
And he's built like a 14-year-old. He's itsy bitsy little baby. Come on, man. Kyler Murray thing. That's why I brought it up. That upsets me.
Anyway, that was the
former athlete saying that, by the way. Not us.
Really, I would never.
Good professional sports talk show host.
There's a new Hockman burger available at Tucker Duke's in Deerfield Beach.
Can I guess what it is?
Yes.
All right. Little hamburguesa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it is blue cheese, bacon, and onions.
You're very close. You nailed the hamburger portion of it, and you nailed the onions. So it's a half-pound burger, chili, Fritos, sour cream, shredded cheddar, and raw red onion.
Okay. You know what? I'm a little bit surprised because I always see a cutesy, fancy Instagram posts that the Hockman burger is actually not just a burger with no cheese and just avocado spread across it with guacamole with all your avocado toast.
I am actively searching for an avocado toast endorsement because the Hockman burger, that's a hearty meal. But there should be a Hockman avocado toast available somewhere.
Yeah. You and I should
next time you come business. Next time you come to Boca, I take you to Tucker Duke's, and we're going to go get a Hockman burger, okay?
Okay. That's
Will
it.
Will you eat that? Will you eat
as
that?
As long there's no mushrooms, right?
No.
And there's no avocado, correct?
No.
Yep. Then I'm good.
Chili,
I'll try
sour
it.
Cream, cheese, red onion.
Yeah. You supplying the 2-ply toilet paper?
I mean, listen, depends how
quickly
you eat.
I'm going to
have
to run to the bathroom after that.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Avocado is a superfood, Gail. It's super up food. Your testosterone.
Yeah,
well, I don't need help there, number one. But number two, I cannot eat avocado. It does not agree with me. I throw really? Up and take large deuce dailies in the toilet when that happens.
Avocado.
Yeah, avocado and mushroom. That's why I asked.
You got to work on it. You got to work on it.
It's I used to love it. I get really sick.
Mm. Got to build a stronger constitution.
Exactly.
A lot of throw up and a lot of natty splatties, if you know what I'm saying.
Soft.
Yeah. It says the guy that guy eats a stone crab with a fork and a knife.
Say, guy,
you play cat.
Guy feigns allergy to shellfish because he's scared of the stone crab.
Yeah.
Soft.
Meow.
See you, Gelby.
You got it, guys. Be well. Happy football.
There you go. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.